Right.
These people are despicable. Terry McAuliffe, man, I tell you, I'm glad he's an American. I have respect for him as an American, but that's about it. I have no respect for him as a man. I have no respect for him as any kind of a leader. He needs to go take a long vacation and retire.
So let me guess, you're not voting for Terry for governor?
I don't even recognize his name, man. I don't even want to say his name.
All right,
to be honest with you. But I want to show him respect as a human being.
Right, I got you. That's a good thing. That's noble. But I got to run to the news, my friend. God bless you.
Take care.
Stand up for dissident journalism.
Victor Laszlo is on that plane.
Why do you stand here? Why don't you stop?
Joe Thomas in the morning on Seville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.
Mostly sunny skies, but still breezy this afternoon. Winds could gust up to 25 miles per hour. Highs will climb into the low 70s.
52 degrees at 5:30 here at the Automated Office Systems Studios. And from the WCHV and CBS 19 newsrooms, this is local news first. Piedmont Virginia Community College has announced they're going to waive all tuition for students enrolled in the spring 2022 semester. There are certain stipulations that include students must be a Virginia resident and enrolled in at least 6 credit hours.
We have seen the cost of college increase greatly. And even though community colleges are the lowest cost option that people have, it's still not easy for everybody.
Both new and returning students are eligible for the free tuition. U.S. Senators Mark Warner and Tim Kaine announced $1.5 million in federal funding from the U.S. Department of Agriculture to expand high-speed internet health care and educational services to rural parts of Virginia. The University of Virginia, for example, will be receiving $267,000.
A new poll from VCU's School of Government and Public Affairs shows a tight race for governor, with Democrat Terry McAuliffe leading Republican Glenn Youngkin 41% to 38%. From the CBS 19 newsroom, I'm Bo Sykes.
And here at the Automated Office System Studios, it is 52 degrees with the Bloomberg Money Minute, Fox News, and your CBS 19 Weather Authority forecast coming up next on Central Virginia's home of Virginia Tech football, looking to bounce back Saturday against Georgia Tech. Our coverage starts at noon Saturday, brought to you by R.L. Beyer Construction on WCHV.
Angie's List is now Angie. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or you're planning your dream renovation, Angie connects you with top local pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, compare quotes, and book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
At Batteries Plus, we power family road trips. We power bedtime stories. We power our local hospitals. We power connections with friends. At Batteries Plus, we do more than replace batteries and fix phones and tablets. We help our neighbors power their lives. How powerful is that? Get powered at your locally owned store, schedule a convenient curbside pickup, or shop thousands of batteries and bulbs at batteriesplus.com.
This is a Bloomberg Money Minute. Walmart says customers should immediately stop using a household spray, double bag it, put it in a cardboard box, and return it because it might contain a rare and dangerous bacteria.